up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Laguna residents Carol Normandin and Annette Gibson declared their candidacy for Laguna Beach's school board this week. Now a race for three seats among four candidates. The race took a surprise turn since longtime incumbents Betsy Jenkins and Teresa O'Hare have decided against seeking re-election. Neither announced their intentions publicly, but both missed last week's filing deadline with the county registrar. Two others have already announced they will seek seats on the five-member school board. Incumbent Ketta Brown and retired teacher Dee Perry, who ran for the first time in 2012 and lost in her first bid for public office. And in another election wrinkle, the Laguna Beach City Council race also picked up a new candidate this week, Eli Grossman. He regularly scolds the city council about its police department and criticizes its police chief, who is retiring. The median list price of a home in Laguna Beach this week is $2.6 million, an asking price of about $1,041 per square foot. 10 buyers made deals last week, but another 20 sellers put out for sale signs. In recent weeks, inventory and sale prices show little change. Altogether, about 220 homes are for sale in Laguna. On the high end, the median sale price is $9.3 million. Among the lowest priced 56 homes, the median asking price is $1.6 million. Sally Eastwood and Helen Pollins-Jones, the author and illustrator of 101 Things to Love About Laguna Beach, will be at the Festival of the Arts gift shop Saturday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. to sign copies of their book. The British Transplants collaborated to create what they call an illustrated love letter to their adopted hometown. The Valentine features Eastwood's prose and over 50 of Pollins-Jones' watercolor landscapes and motifs. Also at the Art Festival, Watermark Restaurant's Chef Keel Anderson shares his secrets from 1 to 2 p.m. Sunday. The Orange County native has worked in the food industry since he was 15. Cooking demonstrations are free with festival admission of $6 to $10. Mark your calendars for a day in Morocco without even needing a passport. Laguna Beach home decor shop Odyssey Imports invites the public to sample a snippet of North African culture Wednesday, August 20th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Shop owner Valerie Standen will serve Moroccan tea and food, play Moroccan music, offer henna tattoos, and display Moroccan home decor. She's throwing in a 10% discount, too. The shop is at 490 South Coast Highway, Suite 8, near House of Big Fish. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at 1 Laguna.